clicking it.
Clicking it.
Oh, you doing it?
Did you send me that thing? Oh, you did. You did.
I did.
You're fast.
Oh, wait, I'm sending you stuff.
Still?
Wait.
Oh yeah,
I'm still working.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not it. That's not it. Yeah, you're not done yet. I'm gonna blame you for the late start then.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Says the person who was like, "I'll be right back. We're gonna be late." Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never said that. It's a lie.
Never.
It's a lie.
There was no one here to hear it, but it's true.
Born Gamers in the chat, what's up? Yeah, we are back to back today. We were here last Saturday.
Don't get used to it,
alright? Huh?
Don't get used to it, alright?
Don't get them spoiled. Yeah, don't get spoiled, you guys.
Mm.
But yeah, we figure with the holiday next weekend, Friday, Christmas Day, we figure, you know what, let's just take the whole weekend off. Everybody, you know, do your own thing, go hang out with the family, go, you know, play games. And then we'll be back next year.
Ugh.
So this is the last podcast of the year. Episode 36, right?
36? Mm-hmm.
Char's working on like a background thumbnail, something.
All of the things. That's guys, why, you don't even know.
That's why we're late.
Wait. Yeah. Hold on. Whatever.
We are do the thing. Live.
Yep.
So how's everyone doing? How's the chat doing?
Chat, what up?
What's up?
What's happening?
What a Christmas gift. Is this a Christmas gift? Yeah, I guess this is our gift. This is our gift to them.
True. This is true.
What's up? Say hi to the chat. Cinematic, see you. Merc. Brap, what's good? Devil, Dave, Salazar, Hustle, yeah. Arcade, Tyler, let's see you guys, T-Rock, my stream buddy right there, Keenan, yeah, did I say hi to Keenan yet? Keenan,
shout out to Keenan.
I don't remember. Yeah, we got a nice show for you guys. We're gonna, you know, talk about the year, kind of wrap things up with a nice little bow.
Yeah,
nice little bow, and we'll, you know, kind of talk about, I guess, how the year went, gaming-wise, life-wise. Get into it.
Life-wise, oh my god.
A podcast for gamers made by gamers. I like that, Kratopsy. I like that.
Has that not been said before? Whatever, it's fine. I like it too, but I'm like, I feel like somebody out there has said that before.
Yeah. So Char, how are you doing? We're back to back weeks. How you feeling?
We're
back. You like this? Could you get used to this or no?
Nah, screw that.
It would get tiring after a while.
It would get tiring. Yeah.
It gets a little tiring.
I need time in between the backlog to work on my backlog, guys. You can't have one every week, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Did I just download the wrong picture? See, I need these pictures beforehand, Char, because now I'm...
Okay. Oh my god, y'all. Y'all.
Now I'm all screwed up. There it is. Okay, got it. Sorry, guys. I'm just putting up a thumbnail for us right
god
now.
Damn. There's a thumbnail and then there's a thumbnail. You know what I mean? All right. Anyway.
Yeah, so how are we doing? How are we going to start this? We're starting with Cyberpunk Punked. Or what are we starting with?
Cyberpunked. That's literally its name now. It's not getting out of it.
Worst week ever.
It's terrible. Pretty bad. Pretty bad, honestly.
Have you ever witnessed anything like this?
In gaming? I mean, have we? There's been recalls of games, but like, I don't know if they were this bad, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a game being like... Or rather, not a game, but like a company being like, hey, our product's so bad, maybe you can just give it back to us? Like, giving, right. What is it? What are they doing right now? They're giving like refunds for the game?
Yeah, they're doing refunds through everything like PlayStation, Xbox,
Oh, Xbox too?
Xbox as well, and then even Best Buy, you can bring an un not an unopened. I think either one, open or unopened, copy back to Best Buy, get your refund, no matter how much you've played, which is pretty, it's pretty good. But yeah, I feel like I've seen games once they're out, like they were either hated or loved. I never really seen a game that was loved so much and the hype was so much, and then it just completely went to a disaster within a week. And
Super fast.
to this extent, like this beloved company, known for its reputation of like for the gamers and doing their best to not screw the gamers over, and they're always against, greed. They've been outspoken about things like that. Like, oh, we'll leave the greed to others. They've actually tweeted that before. Things like that. So they have this reputation of like, they're the good guys. They're the good company. They're one of the good ones. And then within a week, it's just gone, just completely gone. And people don't trust them no more. People are upset. They're getting their refunds. And it's a disaster. So yeah. No Man's Sky was another one, but they made a comeback. And there's that idea that this could do that too. Like it could come back. I know somebody in the chat, they're naming some games and stuff. But time will tell on that. I think that's the hope at this point. Like, oh, well, at least, I could make a comeback. Get your refund and then buy it again when it's fixed. So you never know. It could happen, but yeah. So you're caught up in everything. You know what's up, all the refunds, the apologies, the yellow freaking meme that it is at this point that they've been tweeting.
You know what is funny? I'm gonna say something that I don't say a lot on this on ever basically to you, and that is, Erica, I watched your video on that.
Really? I'm so honored.
I know. I watched your video on the apology of it, and no, that was, oh man, that apology is so stupid. Oh my God. Anyway, that's all
So
I have to
do
say.
you think it was just a bunch of BS? Like they knew what they were doing? Because we talked about this the last episode. We talked about how, they withheld review copies for console and they weren't letting people use their own footage, so that the writing was on the wall already. Like, this is sketchy. They knew what they were doing. So now this apology, what do you just think it's BS? That what are you thinking?
Oh man, I just they're trying to cover their asses like they always do, like companies are prone to do, because they have to cover their asses, and like this is like, well, we should have known this was coming, honestly. But yeah, I don't know. And it's like internally too, I think a lot of people were like, I didn't send you this article. Shit, I forgot to send, or did I send you the article? I don't remember. But I found this article, or I read this article that was like, something, it said something about like internally the people were like questioning the higher ups and being like, what the fuck, man? How can we make a game about all this capitalist bullshit and then you turn around and do all this crunch to us? Like, it don't. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Did you see that? Yeah, I don't remember. Trying to remember. Yeah, anyways, that's floating out there, and they were like criticizing the what did it, I don't remember the word they used. I think they were criticizing the management. I think
I think so, yeah.
yeah, internally I think some of the people on the team were criticizing or management, the management team, on the release of the game and how they handled it and or not handled it. So there was all that too, but I don't know. This is just, man, they're trying to put a
Definitely.
band-aid on a wound that is just so deep now. It's not gonna work.
Right. It's like that meme where it's like a, what is it? It's like a big ass wound on something and they put a band-aid. I think it's like a water leak or something. Yeah,
Something like
like a
that.
big, not an aquarium. It's something like that where water's just going through and they put a band-aid. Like, okay, here we go. Shout out
But
to,
like, even,
oh,
oh,
sorry.
sorry.
I was gonna say the super chats. Robert with the 1499. Appreciate that, Robert. No message. Thank you so much, though. We really appreciate it.
Robert
Hustle.
doesn't need a message.
He doesn't need one. He
He doesn't get one.
don't need one. Hustle, peace, love, and positivity. Appreciate that, Hustle. Thank you guys. Go ahead, Char, sorry.
No, but I think what is gonna be interesting going forward now for specifically CD Projekt Red is one, how they handle this internally to make sure that this probably doesn't happen again, because if they preach, you know, what they've been, if they practice what they preach, they won't let this happen again, hopefully. And the other thing is, it will be interesting to see is how the gamers, and they've probably already done this, but like how the gamers like respond to this in the sense of like, is there a person out there now that's like, yo, CD Projekt Red is not getting more of my money ever. Screw them. You know? Because there are people out there, and I know people that like literally vote with their wallet. They're like, I'm not buying anything from this company because I don't believe in what they're doing and I don't like the way that they do things, you know, that kind of stuff. So I don't know. It probably won't make a huge difference, but it's definitely gonna shake people's it's gonna shake up their
What?
opinion
Like their
of them.
confidence in them
Yeah.
maybe. Yeah, as far as future titles go, if there's any. I mean, but yeah, that's true. And also, what I'm hoping for is it'll shake up the industry a little bit to not ha let this happen again. Whether it's the hype or, you know, coming from the fans and the complaining about delays or the extra delays when they could have just announced the game later. There's a lot of things that factor. Like they announce games too early. That's always a thing. You got shareholders that make a big difference with that. They sometimes rush out games to just please them. And then you got, you know, the bugs and all that, and the day one pa patches. They just think, well, we'll put it out, we'll patch it, no biggie, it's okay. Like maybe this lesson can kind of shake up the industry to make it better in that way, because it's like a combination of a bunch of different things.
Yeah,
But
we always say
that's my
that though,
hope.
and it never makes a fucking difference.
It might even get worse,
Yeah,
unfortunately, you know,
might get worse too.
the more we go into like these games being so demanding too. You got prices going up for like creating these games and the demand, the hype. I mean, it's just a whole thing. It's a whole mixed bag of stuff that just can factor and have stuff like this happen, you know? So, yeah, so definitely not a good week for Cyberpunk.
Nope.
We talked about it last week too. Like, there's still people enjoying the game. You know, they genuinely enjoy it. They've beaten the game even, and that's cool. But even the ones that I know who love the game, they can still sit down and criticize and understand, like, this isn't acceptable, this isn't good, and they're hoping it changes too. So that's I feel like there's still going to be the defenders. There's going to be people who still apologize, you know, they're apologists for the company because they just love them so much. But for the most part, I'm seeing people really turn and be more realistic about this. Like, this was bad. This should not happen again. I love the game, but it's still bad. So that's, I guess, the good thing about it when it comes to the fans that I've seen.
Yeah,
Yeah, so
exactly.
I don't know. We're not gonna
I
spend
don't
too much
either.
time on this. I don't know if you want have anything else you wanted to add. I mean, did we miss anything? Did we forget anything? Like, it's been such a up and down. Like, there's been so many. When you think it couldn't get worse, it did, and it
Yeah.
kept spiraling. So I don't know if I'm forgetting anything. Are we?
No, I don't think so.
Worst week ever. That's all. That's it. That's it.
Yes.
So we do want to talk about just the year in general. I did not
Yeah.
switch out this picture, but it's the thumbnail.
Wow.
This is we just grabbed this off Google. Is that fine, YouTube? Is that okay? Am I gonna get in trouble?
You're gonna get in trouble.
Am I? I'll switch it out then.
You get in trouble for using
I'll
your own
switch
fucking
it
voice these days,
out.
goddamn.
Man, can't do nothing around here. All right, there's the
Can't do
updated
anything.
one. So
All right. Whatever, dude.
how are we gonna handle this? What do you want to do? Do you want to take your half an hour to explain all the games that you beat first, or should we talk
Oh
about
my
something
god!
else?
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first? Because yours is shorter.
Oh man, should I? Yeah, because I'm gonna end up falling
We know that
asleep.
yours is shorter. Don't even front.
I'm gonna talk
Oh
really slow. That's my plan. I'm gonna just space it
my
out, you know, kind of just take my
Oh my
time.
god. Yeah,
So,
no, go for it. I'll go get, I gotta get water anyway, so I'll be right.
oh yeah, take all of 1 minute. Go for it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, I I had a pretty good year this year, you guys, just in general. I know the world around us was pretty crazy, and I'm sure we'll talk about that more. I'm sure Char has some thoughts on that as well. But just on a personal level, I felt like I've been pretty okay. And with work and being busy, you know, I didn't play a lot of games this year. It was a very, very short list for me. Compared to like last year. I think last year I had like 22 games, something like that. This year, oh man, it's a little sketchy. It's a little a little spooky. I'm just going to talk about some games I beat, some games I loved. And I think we're going to mention sleepers and like surprises that we had. I'm just kind of giving the I'm kind of giving the landscape of what we're going to do, Char. I'm easing in, you know. I'm taking my time.
I know. I heard it all. Like
I didn't know if you heard that or not.
I heard it all.
Yeah, so I did play a couple games that I beat already. I went back and streamed because streaming was so awesome this year. I just want to say that. Like, I feel like I did a lot better as far as my consistency in streaming. So what I did was, you know, I played my multiplayer games and stuff, but I also went back and I played The Last of Us 1 on Grounded, streamed a lot of that, which was really fun. I went back and beat Sekiro again on PC just to experience that 60 frames goodness, and that was really fun too. You know, I played my Gears, I played some Among Us, some Fall Guys, you know, those were the top kind of big multiplayer hits right there, the top two, I should say. And yeah, and then also, okay, so Gears Tactics came out, I beat that, really good game. Gears Universe is awesome, I always love it. Animal Crossing, right when the shutdown happened, what was that, March 16th or something like that, around there, something like that. That very day that my job told me go home, I went and got Animal Crossing on the Switch. So I played that, perfect timing for that game, my gosh, had fun with that, I guess. I'm so resentful. I don't know why I'm so resentful. I don't know if it's because it's Nintendo and they just piss me off sometimes, or it's because like I feel like this game didn't deserve to be in Game of the Year talk. I don't know. I just get resentful. But it was a good time killer, okay? It was. And it came out at the right freaking time. So I got busy with that. Did a little bit of the multiplayer. You know, I'd go to people's islands. They would come to mine. I streamed it. It was fun. What else? Last of Us 2 came out, played and beat that. Crazy technical game, like just the graphics and just how it performed, and gosh, the details, the guns, the combat, like it was just super detailed and wow. A lot of jaw-dropping moments, I'd say, as far as like graphics goes and sound design and stuff like that. I was a little, you know, disappointed with the story, but overall is a crazy game. We played Streets of Rage 4. Remember that, Char? We played that.
Yeah, that's on my list.
We beat it on stream. That was really fun. I had a good time with that. Ghost of Tsushima, my personal game of the year, was awesome. I had a great time with that game. The multiplayer is really awesome. Played that. I still need to play more. Where's my squad? Are they in the chat? Some of the squad's in there. Need you guys to hit me up. Let's play. And then, of course, the PS5 came out. Demon's Souls came out. And it's so close to Ghost of Tsushima. The reason I have Ghost of Tsushima above it a little bit, because I'm the Souls person here. So people are probably like, what? You're not picking Demon's Souls? I love the game. But as far as the experience goes, I feel like I had more moments. You know, you have those moments in games where like, damn, like it just hits you like in an emotional way or something. Like Ghost had that. Demon's Souls, I kind of felt like it was, I don't know, it was a remake. I didn't play the first original, but I had a good time with it. But I don't know, there's just something, I think it was too easy. Is that weird? Is that weird? I feel like because it was easier and I didn't have a struggle, like I didn't really struggle on it. I didn't have those moments. Those moments of like relief, like, oh, I finally beat that boss, or this boss was kicking my ass for a whole day and then I finally did. Like, I didn't have that moment. And Ghost doesn't have that either. It's not hard, but there was different moments, like story moments and multiplayer moments and things like that. So I feel like Ghost just edges it out a little bit. Yeah, so I talked enough. I went through all the games. Oh, I forgot a big one. Ori.
Yeah.
I forgot
Oh,
Ori.
yeah.
Ori was awesome. Great game. Beautiful game. A little bit glitchy at first. I think they fixed it by now, but besides that, it was so good. Great music, great art design, all that. I love Ori. You guys know. But yeah. Char, let me get my
Wait,
pillow. Hold
hold
up.
on. You gotta answer Salazar in chat. How many is that, Erica?
Did you really ask that? Oh, hold up. Are you
You
actually
asked
asking
that.
that? Oh, I wasn't looking at
And
chat. I don't
Salazar did.
know. Are you sure?
Just asked that. Oh my god.
How many? Okay, well, are we counting just new games or just whatever? Because that matters.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. My list is like a beaten list. Like I played much more, like I obviously have played more than I've beaten, but I have a specific list of completed because that's what I've archived them as. So, I mean, I can try and like think of the ones I've played as well, but I don't know. Whichever you
So,
want to say.
okay, I don't know if I'm missing one or not. I might be forgetting like 14 games, you guys. I don't know. I just sometimes forget. No, but I counted and I only counted 9 beaten
Okay.
games. Yeah, 9
Beating
games.
games. Okay.
I thought I
But
was at
you
10.
played a little bit more than that, obviously.
But yeah, I mean, just a lot of multiplayer, a lot of, you know. And then I started games, put them down, stuff like that. So it was
Yeah,
a crazy, it
that
was a weird
happens.
year for me. Weird year, but
For sure. For
yeah.
sure. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Now I get to
All
talk.
right, everybody,
So.
grab your hot cocoa. You know, Char about to go
Fucking damn
in.
it.
Char's about to go
Ah,
in right
damn
now.
it. No, shit. Ah, god damn it. Okay. So for people who don't know, I have a an account on howlongtobeat.com, and for the last like couple of years or so, I've been like archiving like games that I've beaten because I like to look on the site just to see how much time it will take me to beat a game. So I started like archiving all of my games there. So I archived all of the games I beat on there this year so I can see exactly when I beat them, how long they took, and it like counts your stats for it like accumulates all the stats looking at all the games in a year. So I'll give some of those stats at the end. But I've talked about a little bit on the podcast before of like what kind of games these are, but I'll really quickly go through them again. So in January I beat Shadows Awakening on PC. It's a ARPG kind of like Diablo. In February I beat Grim Dawn also on PC, which is also the same. It's like Diablo kind of game. I beat Dream Daddy in February as well, which is like the what is it? What is that called? What are they called? Oh no, visual novels. That's what they're called.
Yeah. Dream
It's a visual
Daddy.
novel game. Dream Daddy.
Nice.
It's good, okay? Shut up. Anyway,
Nice.
I didn't beat anything in March, but in May I beat, or no, sorry, April. April I beat Nier Automata for the first time, on PC.
Nice.
And then Final Fantasy Remake came out in May, so I beat that pretty quickly. We played Streets of Rage in May also, so we beat that together.
In one sitting, right? It was like
In
three
one sitting, it was
hours.
like three and a half, 3 hours, 3.5 hours, I think I saw the VOD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eternal Sienna in June. It's like a RPG Maker ARPG kind of a game. You just run around and kill stuff. It's fun. I also played Teen Agent. I don't know if anybody in here knows Teen Agent, but it's a point and click PC game from, I don't even know what year it's from. It's pretty old though. It's kind of funny. I played Lego Star Wars: The Complete Saga. I beat all the story in that in June. Sakura Wars 2020. I forgot the whole playthrough up on my channel on YouTube and Twitch, so I beat that on stream. It's kind of like it's another visual novel kind of, but it's also got a little bit of fighting in it. It's fine. It was fun. And then I beat. Also in June. June I went off. June was a lot of like little games that I just like beat on the side and then yeah. June I also beat Digger Man, which is a I don't know. You're gonna have to look it up. It's just a little what is it? It's like an iOS game kind of a thing. And it, yeah, anyways. And then July, Muse Dash, I beat all of the levels. It's a rhythm game. Atelier of Furious in July as well. I beat that on stream. It's an RPG. If you know any of the Atelier games, you know what that is. August, I beat Wish 2020, which is basically a
Wish?
hentai match
Wish. I don't even know. Yeah.
Wish.
You
I
made
mean,
me. I think you're making up games, chat.
I'm
If
not
you're.
making up. Chat, go to Steam right now and look up Wish,
You
and
coming
it's
up
a
with some
match three
random
game.
ass.
I'm not kidding. God damn it. Anyways, I beat Neon Drive, which is like another rhythm game. I beat Rhyme finally. I beat Persona 4 Golden. I beat Dust. I beat Batman Telltale series. Killer is Dead. I beat Suikoden 1 for the first time. I beat Picross 3D Round 2 on 3DS. I beat Dragon Quest XI, the main story only, not the extra stuff, but main story. I beat on PS4. And hold on, I'm not done. Rhythm Thief and Emperor's Treasure on 3DS, finally, and Picross E7, and then I platinumed Kingdoms of Amalur: Re-Reckoning.
Damn. Okay, so what's the final total? Did anyone take keep track? Should they guess in
I
the
got the final
chat?
total. Can they
Can
guess?
they
They
guess it? Did
everybody's
anyone
asleep
count?
because everybody's asleep because like I fucking listed so many fucking
I
games.
almost interrupted you, like, hey, can we have a halftime? Like, god damn.
No, no, you can't.
Can we have a halftime show, please? Jeez.
Okay, so I'll give you guys the final, like, I'll give you guys all the like the stats that the site gives me now because it's way more entertaining than what I was just talking about. So completions, it tells me it's 26. I don't think it counts replays, and I put Re-Reckoning as a replay, so I don't think it's counting that, but that's fine. My average game time for each of these, all these put together, is 20 hours. So it's
Okay,
the average
the
play time
average.
of all these.
Whoa, that's crazy.
So it averages, yeah, it averages out like it takes the fastest play time and the
Yeah.
slowest, like the biggest, and then it like averages them out. And then my average is 20 hours. And then it totals it as well, all of the whole time. So my total time in single player for this year is 22 days, 3 hours, and 28 minutes.
Damn. What do you use
For just the
to calculate all this stuff? Oh,
howlongtobeat.com.
how long? Oh, you're using that. Okay, got you. Got you.
And then it gives me the platform ratio because I, you know, whatever. My highest was PC at 61%, followed by PlayStation 4, which is 23%, and then 3DS was 11. And I only play one emulated game, so whatever.
That's pretty
Yeah.
crazy though. I'm still stuck on the average of 20 hours, 'cause you beat. Okay, how many? Did you say the total yet?
I can. It's like 20. I think it's like 27 or 20. Yeah, it's probably 27. I
27.
don't know if it. I'll just say 26. I'll just say 26, like what this says.
And then it was like 22 days total time, right?
22 days total time. And days is like, yeah, like the 24
The
hours.
24
Like that's what it
hours,
counts.
yeah. Somebody do the
So
math.
22.
22 times 24.
I don't know what. I don't know math.
Or
I can't math. Where's my calculator?
is it you
I
pull
haven't
it up
done
on
this.
the PC, pull it up.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold on.
22 times
22.
4,
Oh, wait.
so 8.
Oh, shit. I can't do
Eight,
it.
isn't it eight, like, I don't freaking know.
I'm 20. What did
888.
I have?
I don't freaking know.
Wait, what?
I
How do
don't
you get
know.
that number?
There's an 8 in there
22.
somewhere.
Well, yeah. Okay, wait. So 22 times 24 is 528
Hours.
plus 3 hours because it has the hours.
Wow,
It's about
crazy.
531 hours.
I should remember to use that for next year. So that way I can get like the true calculation of stuff. I should do that.
My fat. I'm trying to say. I've got a list in front of me of like the times because I tracked the times. I think my fastest time was like an hour, almost 2 hours. Yeah, my fastest time was Neon Drive. It was an hour and 42-ish. And then the longest one was probably. Where was it? It was Kingdoms of Amalur, but if we're not counting replays, it might have been Persona 4. Hold on.
Oh yeah,
It
Persona
was Dragon
4.
Quest. Dragon Quest and Persona 4 are pretty close together.
Damn,
They're
so
like
like these
a couple
games,
hours off.
the thing that's crazy about your list is like some of these games are really long games. Or they're you know, they're a good chunk of hours. Like you got the Persona in there, you got the Dragon Aiden quest, whatever. You got stuff like that, you know? So that's impressive, I guess.
Like, I guess she's like,
I
oh God,
guess.
what the hell?
Nah, but
We,
I did ask the chat about their game of the years, but do you want to go ahead and pick your game of the year? Like, do you have
Game
one?
of
What's your favorite one?
the out of the ones I played, let's see. I don't really know. It's I want to say the I like a deep my default is Remake because I really like 7 Remake. It's kind of a tie between 7 Remake and Dragon Quest XI because I really did enjoy those
Got you.
when I actually got around to play when I actually got around to playing Dragon Quest XI. And then I just enjoy Kingdoms of Amalur, so I guess that's my nostalgic pick. I guess if you can say there is this nostalgia pick, that's mine.
And you did stream them too, which is good. You did a lot of streaming.
Streamed a couple of these, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Does anyone stand out as like the best streaming one? Like you had the best time streaming it?
Not really. Maybe Remake? I didn't. Did
Remake?
I stream all? Yeah, I streamed all of Remake.
I think
It
you
was pretty fun.
did, yeah.
That or Suikoden, but yeah.
Nice. So the chat, I asked them game of the year. Let's read a couple of these. Let the chat chime in. Game of the year, Spencer said Ghost of Tsushima. Dave, I think, said the same. Ghost of Tsushima. Portal said The Messenger, which is an older game, but that's a good game, so that's their game of the year. Who am I missing here? I think. Was it Burro saying Animal Crossing? Or did I read them? I don't know if it. I think it was. I'm like so lost now. Shoot.
I don't know. I wasn't looking
It
at the
was
chat. I was reading.
somewhere. Yeah, I think someone said. I think it might have been Burro. Shout out to Burro. He's actually here live in our audience tonight. We're honored.
He did? Oh my God.
Salazar said Last of Us 2. Eric said Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah, it was Burro, Animal Crossing. I see it right there. Yep.
That's
And
fair. That's fair.
yeah, so a mix. Arcade said Cyberpunk. So despite, see, he's one of those, despite all the stuff going on, he still loved the game. Which is good. I mean, that's can't hate on that.
That's
Melodic said Doom. And I think that's it for now. Yeah.
Doom's
Oh,
pretty
Demon
fire.
Souls,
Doom's pretty fire.
Cryptopsy said Demon Souls.
Ah,
Nice.
yeah.
If it wasn't for Ghost, dude, that would definitely be my game of the year.
Yeah.
Merc says Cyberpunk. Game of the year.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's playing on that beefy PC, so he's having a good time. Oh, Arcade
Yeah,
was
dude.
kidding. All right, I take that back. Arcade was kidding, but I don't think Merc is kidding. I think Merc's for real.
No, I think. Well, maybe. We'll have to wait for the
shout out to
confirm or
Merc.
deny on that one.
Yeah. But as far as the rest of the year, I feel like I don't know. What can we say about this year? I know, like I said, I mentioned earlier, you know, a lot of stuff going on around us. Depressing at times, scary at other times. It's like it was just what a year. And it was over so fast, but it also felt slow because of the
Yeah,
things
what the
going
hell was
on.
that?
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of people say that throughout the year, like whether it's with tweets or just family I talk to or whatever. It's like, yeah, it's like it's fast and slow at the same time. It's like, yeah, that's kind of what it's been. I don't know. Did you feel like that?
Yeah, like I turned around and it was December, but I felt like every single day was like the struggle. It's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, and it's just.
Also, just so you guys, I know no one in the podcast realm will know, but just so you guys know that I'm not lying about that Wish game, here's the Steam for it.
Looking it up this
But
whole
yeah.
time, like I'm gonna prove it.
I just looked it up again because I was like, y'all don't believe me and I know it, so I'm gonna find it. Bitches.
Yeah. But
But
this
yeah.
year though, gosh, I don't know. It's I feel like this year for me personally, it was like, and I think I said this earlier, like, you know, I was pretty, I felt like I personally had a good year, but then it's like everything around me was chaotic. So I would basically my days are like this, like I'm playing games or I'm streaming, I'm talking with my husband, I'm home, I'm not really outside or anything. And then I check Twitter or I check Facebook or something and I come across something crazy going on and I'm like, oh, that's happening. Yeah. And then, oh, and this other thing's happening and the election happened. And then, you know, it was like when I would check in on things, I was reminded. So I'd be in my own little world having a good time. I'm having, you know, I'm positive, I'm feeling good and feeling all, you know, happy. And then I would go online and check social media or something or just talk to somebody and they bring it up. Or I'm at work and that, and then it's brought up there. I'm like, oh yeah, that thing. And oh yeah, the election. And it's like, it would kind of bring me back down to reality. Like, oh yeah, that's the world right now. It's so I really, gosh, I felt so thankful to be a gamer this year because the distraction with gaming is just so good. And it's just, it was there for me. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, where we had somewhere to go. We had a community to go to as well, because when I would stream, people were talking about games. They're talking about food. They're talking about, like, even us. We had podcasts. We talked about food. We talked about games. We talked about silly stuff, fun stuff. Yeah. And it would take us away from the real world, I guess. And yeah, I don't know. Can you relate to that or have anything like else you want? You were thinking with that?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's definitely the whole, like, global situation right now is definitely, like, not discouraged me from going out, but I'm definitely, like, more, like, cautious and, like, thinking about ways to not go out, if that makes sense. And I think my part of my gamer brain has always been, like, yes, a reason to not go outside and play video games. so, like, I just kind of like leaned the fuck into that because I was like, I there's nothing else to do. I might as well just fucking play video games. Fuck it. I mean, I did other stuff obviously as well. But yeah, going to work and like getting groceries if I need to, and then like coming home playing video games has literally been my like my thing to do like for since like I don't know March probably. Yeah, and then like I can't travel, so like I don't have to worry about doing all that, because that takes a lot of energy to do anyways, just regularly, so screw that. What else? Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of like, I've said this a lot, but like if I'm not busy with like 8 projects, I feel like I'm not being productive in any way, so like my brain finds other things for me to do until I'm like absolutely like swamped with things to do, but like in a good way. It's weird. It's I don't know where that stems from, but like I always need to have things to do, if that makes sense.
No, I get you. I'm kind of the same. Yeah,
gaming's also like a thing that I like to do, but it's also a game. It's not a thing I need to do, but like I kind of made it my thing to do this year, if that makes any sense too. Like the 2020 games of 2020, I leaned the fuck into that so hard that you guys just heard me list off 26 games. Like I kind of went overboard.
Yeah, you went in. You went in.
I couldn't stop, man. I'll probably do almost the same thing next year too. I'm gonna try not to, but I've already like been thinking about it. So yeah, I don't know. It definitely took me away from all the stuff that was happening. Even though I live in a different country, it's still like on the news and like around and still people talking about it and things, so you know I gotta have my global awareness as well as like being in my own bubble. But it was an interesting time, I'll say that.
Yeah, no, I feel you about the productivity thing. It's hard to say fast. Like when I know, okay, today I'm going to stream or today I'm going to do this or I have work. So, okay, I did the thing. I did my things and I did the chores and I came home and whatever. I feel like more complete or more, I don't know if I can't think of the right word.
Yeah.
Content or like, like I need things to do for sure. Like I need to be productive. I need to be creative. I just have like a creative brain, I guess. I gotta do something. I gotta share my opinion. I gotta play this game and get through this, you know, at least a couple hours or however. Yeah.
Oh, this year also was the birth of my actual stream schedule, so I actually have a schedule
hey,
now.
Hey, there you go.
So there you go.
Nice. Consistency.
I was fed up with it. I was like, I'm making a fucking schedule. Fuck this shit.
So did you see growth? Let's talk about it. Do you feel like your stream grew? Do you feel like it's working? Is it working?
Yes. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell because I stream at such weird times for all the North American people. But I also stream, and like I'll probably get like at least like 3 people lurking. So I never know who's in the chat at any given time because I have so many lurkers. So, but the people who do come through, yeah, they're more consistent now. And yeah, I like common names. I'm starting to recognize common names and stuff like that. So that's cool.
You building a squad. You got a squad now.
I don't have a squad.
You got a squad.
There's no squad.
Tell Char.
There's no squad, dude.
You do. That's good though. Like you got your regulars. You got your OGs, the homies.
I guess. I don't even know how to check analytics. Where the hell is analytics in this goddamn thing?
On Twitch? You'd have to go in the analytics and all that. I check it from time to time. Been there. Yeah. You know, I want to see the numbers and see what's up. And because I don't have as good a schedule as you do. But yeah. I have been more consistent and have, you know, I've been doing the weekend thing or at least checking in with some kind of reaction, or I'm watching, you know, an event or something, or I'm always on Twitch at some point through the week, at least once or twice through the week. And I feel like, yeah, this year I got to see growth, like genuine growth, to where, I mean, it's just such a good feeling, right? Where you can press go live and you know people are going to be there. Like, you just know you're going to have people to talk to. Because at first, it's not like that. You got maybe one person lurking, you know, they might say hi and then they don't talk no more or something like that. And that feeling, like, I remember that feeling, but at the same time, I kind of don't because I've been having people there. Like, I have my squad. See, you got a squad, I got a squad. And it's such a good feeling. Yeah. Yeah. So this
I just
year,
checked analytics and wow, that's an interesting graph that I'm looking at right now.
Is it good?
I think around the summer is when I started to, I don't remember when I like I'm trying to remember when I set my actual schedule and I can't remember when, but it must have been around the end of the summer or summertime somewhere in there. But yeah, it's definitely like there's a lot more purple in there and I like that because I stream more. But time streamed for January 1st to today, December 20th, is 671 hours.
Damn. Okay.
And I average 5 viewers. So, what up?
Hey. It's going to grow. And I was actually, can I share with the chat what we were talking about before? Okay, because I was getting.
No.
Please. Because I was getting after Char before the show, you guys. Char was telling me about. What the hell is it called, that site?
Tumblr.
Okay, Tumblr. Because Char is an artiste, if you guys didn't know. Char is an artist with the pixel art. And very good stuff. Like, there's stuff you've showed me. I'm like, wow, that's Char. Mm-hmm. Char did that?
I did that.
Char did that? Like, actually been genuinely impressed. Like, I'm not even lying. So you put your artwork on Tumblr. And Char decides to tell me, you guys, how many followers that they got. How many? Tell the viewers how many followers you got on Tumblr. Because I am wondering why are you not advertising your stream over there? Now tell everybody how many viewers you got, or how many followers. Tell them.
Okay. I have a Tumblr that I just post my art on, right, guys? I just post my art. That's not, I don't post anything else to this art Tumblr, okay? That's it. I have 5,715 followers.
Dude, 715?
That's a lot
of people.
Shut up. No, it's not. It's not because no one sees my shit on Tumblr, all right? Because people follow, right? People will follow and then they'll like not go on Tumblr forever, or they'll never see my stuff because I never like reblog it. Like I only post at certain times, so like not all of my followers can see this stuff, okay? So like for reference, like I posted a thing, I don't even know, like all right, let me figure out my shit. I post like 2 to 3 times a month. Like it's not, I'm not consistent. Like I don't do a ton of art, honestly. The beginning of this year, the first 2 things I posted from the beginning of this year have a collective like 18 tags or 18 like I don't even know. They're really low. My numbers are really low. The thing I posted like literally yesterday has 141 notes. It's not, it's
But
not a
I
lot.
feel like that's, I mean, because they say you should try and get like 10% of your subs or 10% of your followers to engage and like and things like that. It may not be the 10%,
Though.
but you're still getting like a percent. And
It's like 0.2%. It's like 100 people out of 5,000 people are liking my shit. I'm like, come on, dude, that's not a lot.
the first thing I asked you was, have you ever said you're on a podcast? Because I'm thinking, damn, that's
No.
5,000 people. But see, I don't really know Tumblr like that. I don't really use it or anything. So I understand
Weird
the
place.
culture there and the climate is like a little bit different. It's like people,
Climate's so different.
like you said, they follow and then they never come back or something and stuff. But in my mind, I'm still thinking, well, even if 5 of them, 10 of them went to your stream, I mean, that's a win, right? Like why not try? But you were saying you don't want to kind of mix it, or you don't want to, that's only for your art, right? But you actually stream yourself creating art. So
Not all the time, but that comes around to like my stream times thing too. Like if I tried to advertise myself on Tumblr as I'm streaming now or whatever, like it would get lost in the sauce like easily. It doesn't like Tumblr doesn't have like a timestamp system like Twitter does. Like if I see somebody on Twitter and they're like, "Hey man, I'm going live," but it was like 7 hours ago, I know not to click on that link because I'm in a different time zone and that probably is a dead link now. Like you know what I mean?
gotcha.
So it's just a different it's yeah. And then I don't know. I've still got like I've got posts on here that are only like 12 notes. Like no one's seen them basically. Like, you know, it's just it
I
depends
see.
on what character you're doing too. Like more popular characters will get more traction because people are looking through the tags and it's like it's all that stuff. So
So it's very much like a search thing. It's like they search for something specific, then you come up, and then they follow it or like it, and then they don't come back, kind of thing.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
Link to
Just
address in the
you're
description.
teaching me, you know. I don't know what's up with that Tumblr. I don't know what's up over there,
No,
but
I got, yeah.
I'm just thinking advertise, advertise. Like you have all this, you have a pool over there and you can kind of dip in a little bit. Like, hey, you guys enjoy this art? Come watch me actually create it, you know, kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
whatever. Eric
I
is just angry that I have 5,000 followers I'm not doing anything with, and I'm like, I can't because none of them will do anything.
But how do you know though if you didn't try?
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, nah. But I don't know if you saw on the chat, Hustle was saying, did you see that to call your followers on Twitch?
Charleaders, you fuck.
Char leaders, I kind of like it.
Oh my God.
I want to be a char leader. I'm a
No,
sub.
I don't like how this is becoming.
I'm I'm a sub, so I'm a char leader, right? Officially.
Oh no. Oh shit.
Shoot. I got some questions in the chat. Hold up. I think it
Yep,
was
go for it.
Burro asking our game of the gen. I feel like we've talked about it.
Holy shit.
Did we?
Game of the Gen? Oh, you might have, but
Because
the
we
Gen
said,
wasn't over when
yeah.
we were talking about it.
True.
So I'd have to go through all of the games in the Gen. I don't know what I played anymore. I mean, I have a list, but like not a conclusive list.
Game of the Gen. I mean,
Game of the
yeah, it's
Gen.
like I have a list, but I don't know if I can really pick. I mean, I have a
PS4.
safe answer. People know it though already. I feel like, Burro, you asked me this question, but people know already.
It's Cuphead, obviously.
Cuphead, well, that's top, maybe top 10, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Of the, oh my god, generation? I can't even think of what was on PS4 and it's standing right next to me and I can't. What the fuck? See, this, I have to go through. I have to go through stuff.
Yeah, it's, but that's a tough one. I mean, especially for you, I would think that might be a tough question. I don't know. Let me get the super chat though. Kenan says, so Char, for showing me Ericuts, shout out to Ericuts for showing me Merc. Audible.
Shout out. God, Erica, she's so old.
I said, S-O,
shout out.
Oh, did I say S-O?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I do see it. Like, I read it, but in my mind, I knew it was shout out. That's weird that I read it like that.
Horror.
That's weird that I read it like that. Okay, anyways, shout out to Ericuts for showing me Merc, Audible, Hustle, Ricky, Melodic, Dave. Shout out to Hustle for showing me the Scumcast. So see, that's awesome, Kenan, because you met Char, you found Char first, then you found me, and then it just, it's like a branch, it's like a tree, it just goes. Mm-hmm. And you start to, you meet other people, and Kenan, you've been so awesome as far as supporting everybody. Like, I just see you, you just go in with the support, and that's awesome. So we appreciate you. Mm. Of course, of course. Thank you for the super chat. Burro, okay, is he clarifying? He said, I asked what was the most fire-banging year when it came to game. Oh, you're talking about the years. Okay, that's a better question. That's a way better question. So the year of the gen, like the best year? Oh, that's easy. Oh. That's easy for me.
I don't have a good memory for these things.
That's got to be 2017 for me. 2018 is close, though.
I remember, like, 2018 kind of went off, but I don't remember why.
Yeah, they both went off, but I think 2017 edges a little bit. There was Cuphead. There was the Switch came out. You had Neo. Mm. Metroid came out that year. Nier Automata. Mm. Persona, right? Persona was that year. A lot of good games. Like 2017 went off. 2018 though, if you were on a PlayStation, 2018 was fire as well.
I was gonna say, I think I remember 2018 going crazy for me because I was only on PlayStation.
Yeah, you were being a pony, so, you know, it is what it is.
I'm always a pony. Don't have anything else over here.
Yeah, those 2 years. But, man, like, even 2019 was good. I think the other 2 years were better, but, like, man, when it came to Sony, I mean, they just went off on a couple of these years, for sure. Yeah. How about that Xbox? What was your favorite Xbox year? I'm serious. Why are you laughing?
The year before the Xbox came out.
Oh, man. So the you talk about the 360? That last year.
Yeah, before it was created.
That struggle ass year of 2013 with Judgment.
God.
With the Gears Judgment. That was your favorite? Oh, I got you. let's see. What else?
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Rev in the chat. I see you. It's good.
Oh my God.
But yeah, 2017, that's probably my pick because I played a lot of games that year. I think even Assassin's Creed Origins was that year, which I thought was good.
Oh, that's great. You did play that, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I beat it before the end of the year. I kind of went in on that. And then what else? I think that's when I turned affiliate on Twitch as well. So I kind of was like streaming a bit more. I streamed a lot of Cuphead. Dude, Cuphead was such a phenomenon. Like, I remember I would play it and beat some bosses, and then I'd go watch like 20 other people do it because everybody was playing, and it was so awesome to see them go through it. After I went through it, it's like, okay, I'm gonna watch them struggle. I'd just be like, here we go, and I would get my popcorn, and it was a good time. I remember being in class. I'd be waiting for a class to start, and I would be on somebody's stream watching it. Like, I was just so into Cuphead and everybody playing it. It's so fun. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Good times. But what about you? Did you pick a year? Or no?
No, I'd have to like actually look through the years. Because I don't remember what came out in any given year. I don't have a memory for that. But yeah, probably. I mean, the default is 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah. There's no slouch.
I don't know. It's hard to say because, like, I'm not the person to. I don't buy new games and then play them in the same year, you know? You know that. Everybody knows that. So it's hard for me to, like, really, like, see the game year as, like, everybody else sees it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because you're playing old
Because
stuff.
I'm out here always, yeah, I'm always playing, like, older stuff, or I play, like, really old stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. What was the year when we played A Way Out? Was that 2018? When was that? When did A Way
Oh,
Out come out? That was a
fuck,
good
when was
game.
that? That was a good ass game. Was
I
it 18 or 19?
think it was 18.
It might have been 18, I think,
We should
yeah.
run that
That
back
was a good ass
someday.
game. Yeah, we should run that
I
back. That
think
was
we
fun.
should. And then they got that new game coming out too.
What's
It
up? What's
Takes
up? What's it
Two, I
called?
think it's called. It Takes Two.
Oh shit, I've gotta play it. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, hopefully, I'm sure. And then yeah, it's gonna be the same thing where you buy one copy and two people could play it. They're so cool
Yep.
about that. Like, I wish more developers did that.
That is so sick. I need
Definitely.
more games like that. Come on.
Rev said it was a terrible game. Really? You
What?
didn't like it? So it was
Get your shit
2018.
out of here.
It's
It was
2018, though. Yeah,
2018.
we were right. But that was fun. I had a good time. You just need the right partner, I think, because
Yeah,
we had
yeah.
goofy moments, like just making fun of each
It was a
other.
really funny moment. Yeah, it was good.
Remember, we kind of became the character we were. Like, they're like,
We did.
like if my character messed up, you would get after me. I'm like, wait, this, and then, but I then I would take offense. Like, no, I'm right. Like, I became that character. That was fun.
Was so funny.
Yeah.
We did it in two. I think we did it in two streams because we couldn't do it in one.
Maybe, yeah, it's not super short. I mean, it's short, but not like one
Yeah.
stream short. Yeah. And then the ending, remember?
Oh my God. God,
forget.
that, oh, I'm
I
so angry.
forget. I forget, like, who turned on who. Did you turn on? Well, we're kind of. It's an older game, but what happened? I
It.
think it was you that turned on
No.
me.
No, they both. Well, they turned on each other, and then
Oh.
it was just like who is the better gamer? And surprise, surprise, Erica's the better shooter than me. So
I was like, should I
you
go
shot me.
easy?
You shot me.
They're like, yeah, you're gonna shoot
Erica
at each other
killed me.
now. And I was just like, oh, here we
I
go.
was no. Erica was like, "Yo, here we go," and I was like, "But do I have to?" Like, God damn.
That. That's funny. That's a good game, man. You guys should really play it if you
Mm.
haven't. I know we just kind of spoiled it. My bad, but
That ending, oh man, but like all the stuff that leads up to the ending is the real shit, though.
yeah.
That's the real shit.
You have to see why they turned on each other. That's
Yeah,
we
you're gonna
didn't
see
give that
why for
away, so
sure.
but yeah,
Yeah.
this gen, I mean, I know we're specifically mostly talking about 2020, but we kind of said goodbye to the last gen, but there's a lot of good games, man. I feel like last gen gets such a bad rap because of the bad policies and microtransactions and oh, it was just Fortnite and blah blah blah. It's like, well, you didn't play enough games. There's a lot of games. A lot. Like indies went off, AAAs went off, Sony went off, Xbox kind of didn't, but everyone else kind of, Nintendo made a comeback.
Yeah.
There's good stuff. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Anything else we want to talk about 2020 though? Anybody in the chat
2020.
got.
Erica, did you know our first episode of 2020 on the backlog is called Backlog Episode 12, Exclusivity Serial Top Tier List and Top 5 Anticipations of for 2020.
Top five. We should have listened back to that to see what we said.
We should have. We're dumb. We didn't do
We
it.
should have did
But
that.
I just had to chuckle to myself that the serial tier list was the first thing we did.
If I had that ready, I could have like pulled it up and played it. But
Half the length you
I don't want to go through that and like make
are.
the people listen to that. Like the
We
clicking
started this
around.
year on episode 12, my guy. Come on.
We
It's
were pretty
crazy.
consistent. What are we? We're on 36 now.
36.
Bi-weekly, so we didn't miss much, you guys. I think we were talking about this before. I think we only missed one episode. Like, we pushed it a week, I think, because of what we're guessing it was maybe my anniversary, wedding anniversary with Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were home a lot. I mean, we don't really have no excuses to be missing no episodes, really. But we did really good. Like, I think we only pushed one episode, as far as I know.
I'd have to look back at all the, yeah, something like that.
Ooh, another good question. What was your least favorite year? last gen?
I don't even know.
Ooh, that's a good question, because 2016 I enjoyed. That was an indie year, big time for me. 2015. Mm-hmm. See, it's hard because 2015 I was super busy. That's when we got married. So like Bloodborne came out, which was awesome. But then I remember games like took a backseat because I was just so busy. I didn't beat Bloodborne until the summer because of stuff. And so I didn't play a lot of games. Like I what else came out that year? I think Mad Max came out that year, which was really good. There's a couple others. And then 2014, maybe 2014 was the worst. The first year, because everything's kind of getting started and I don't know.
Yeah.
I had the Xbox One and then I sold it. I was pissed at it. I was like, get this out of my house.
Oh my God.
And then Destiny, remember? Disappointment.
Oh, disappointed! Yeah.
That might be
Destiny
the worst year.
Big letdown times.
Yeah. And 2015 was awesome too, because like I got to go to E3. So I remember just being so excited about games, and everything was changing for me, like as far as content and stuff. So I felt more excited in 2015, whereas 2014 was like, what is going on? So I don't know. That might be the one.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't know your favorite year, so I doubt you're gonna come up with the least.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'd have to look at, I would have to pull up like Wiki and like look at the game releases and like jog my memory of like what I was playing or not playing, I guess.
But, yeah, if you want, you guys want to keep asking questions, we can keep rolling with questions.
Turn into an anime.
Yeah, because I mean, it's the end of the year. You know, we chilling, not so, I guess, so professional this time. I don't know. Are we ever professional though?
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sometimes I try. I pretend. Buro's asking how is the Buro's asking how is the VCR. He's talking about the Xbox One.
VCR's great.
I still have it. It's put away though.
Bro asked earlier, has Shart ever touched an Xbox? I've touched an Xbox controller, and I've played 10 minutes on Xbox back in, like, 2004 or some shit. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago, and it was at somebody else's house, and it was, I don't remember the game, but they were like, I was like, hey, man, can I, like, try out this controller for, like, a second? Touched it. Gross. Never want to touch an Xbox controller again in my life, dude.
Char legit might be the biggest pony in the community.
I don't like their controllers. What is so wrong about that? I have small ass hands. I can't hold the big ass controllers.
So you're talking 2004. So you're talking the first Xbox.
It was 360. It was like
it was a 360.
Like fucking. I was like, how do you play games on this controller? This is insane.
That's so wild, because that controller is regarded as like one of the best ever. Created.
I don't like it. It's gross.
I love the 360 controller.
The dome buttons. Like, what the fuck?
Dang. Yeah, because the 360, it was good. I mean, last gen, it was good. Weird. That was like the go-to, you know, if you're going to play Call of Duty and stuff like that. I know you didn't really get down with that, but like multiplayer, Xbox Live, you know, was like a thing. It was so good.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Damn.
I think we've talked about our favorite controllers and shit, but.
And it's wild too, because the PS3, I hated that controller.
PS3 is not a good controller.
Okay,
I'll say
that. So you agree
with
that.
I don't like it as much as I like the 4. 4 definitely improved on that.
Oh yeah, 4 is good. 5 even better, I think.
I haven't held a 5, but yeah. It looks nice.
Crazy. Crazy.
I mean,
pony.
One of my favorite controllers is like one of my favorite controllers is probably like the Sega Genesis controller, like the little like boomerang looking shit. So
that one wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad. It's got with the what is it? Did it have 6 buttons? It had 6 buttons.
I think so, yeah. On the right side, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those were the days, man. Sega versus Nintendo.
I don't like the NES controller though. Why is it just a box?
Timeout. We're not doing this, Char. We are not calling it the NES. We are not doing that tonight. Please. It's the end of the year. It's been a tough year for all of us.
Are you talking about the NES or the SNES, man?
Like, oh my god. Char, it's been a terrible, tough year. Can we please hold back on the NES and the SNES? We can't take it. All right? The viewers can't take it.
Well, like, you can't take it.
Oh my god. It just, like, it's so jarring. Like, when I hear it.
Hey!
It's so jarring. You know what?
I don't want to hear it from somebody who said spirit farer the other day, all right? I don't want to hear it from you.
That's not the same. I just read it wrong. Damn it. But you're totally right. Like, I thought about it later. I think I thought about it, like, last night when I was going to bed or something. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is fairer. Char was right.
It is fairer.
Oh, man. The NES. I can't, man.
We called it the NES. Fuck off. Anyway.
That's crazy. I remember the first time I heard somebody say that. I think it was on a video or something, and I was like, the NES? Because I've never heard it. Like, growing up, nobody called it that I knew. We said Super Nintendo or the Nintendo or NES. That was like, yeah. We hardly even said it as SNES. We would just say Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I heard it in my adulthood on YouTube or somewhere, I heard it somewhere and I was like, what? I had to do a double take. Like, did they just say that? What the hell? It's kind of the same when people call Mario by Mario. I'm like, huh?
What? Okay. Time out for Mario. Fuckers. Did you even English? Because that's like, Mario is an actual name.
I don't know if they've never met a Mario before, but they say Mario.
I don't like that. Mario's so wrong.
And it's
so fucking wrong.
The thing is, Mario actually has said his own name. He says, it's-a-me, Mario.
So how do you fuck that up? That's the other thing.
Exactly. I'm like, Mario, get out of here. Like, I can't with that.
Like, there's an extra vowel sound where there's no vowel in there. It's crazy.
Saying that's a New York thing. I think it is a New York thing. I think. Possibly.
I mean, I understand if it's like a regional thing, but it's, it just sounds, you're adding syllables that don't need to be there.
Is it like Mario and Luigi? Like,
Luigi! Okay.
What are we doing?
I love Luigi, though.
Luigi.
Luigi. Wait, Waluigi?
What? Waluigi. Oh my god, I'm done.
Wario?
That's too funny, man.
God.
The names or the things people, you know, they just say different. It's just funny.
How do you pronounce Naruto, Char? Like that. I say it like that because, you know, it's pronounced Naruto.
Naruto.
No! Ew! Gross!
That's too funny, man.
I'm just gonna say Mario now.
Any other questions, you guys? Anything else you want Char to pronounce?
This is turning into, I'm gonna ask Char how to pronounce stuff now. Oh, fuck.
That's too funny. I'm waiting for Char to call Erica a boomer at this point. What was I saying? Because of the NES talk?
I don't know.
Super Nintendo talk?
Hey, man,
I was lucky, man. I'm old enough to remember like these consoles and them coming out and hell yeah, shoot.
Pepperidge Farm's Remembrance. favorite soundtrack of last gen? Shit.
You probably have a lot.
Not really. My knee-jerk reaction to that question was Final Fantasy XIII. Final Fantasy XIII is PS3, so I can't say that. Shit.
This is horrible.
I don't know.
Well, think about it.
Near Automata, yeah, maybe. For sure. I don't have... Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of newer game music. Hooked on Phonics charts. We talked about several Smash Bros. We talked about that, bro. Go listen to our last freaking episode. Go binge watch the episodes, damn it.
Wait, we did?
Yeah, we mentioned it. I was like, oh, how about that Sephiroth and Smash? That was like one of the first things out of my mouth last episode.
Well, I pretty much tune out any kind of smash talk, so I probably just didn't hear at all.
Wow. Okay, we see you. We know where your priorities are. It's
I
fine.
did, let me say this, though, I did see the little, not the whole thing, but Nintendo, they showed Sephiroth and like how he plays.
Showcase. I still haven't watched the showcase. I gotta watch that. But
I
yeah,
watched
he looks like he's
Max
got
watch him.
crazy reach. But
He seemed OP to me, but I don't know. I don't play Smash, but he seemed
and
like
the
he was
amount of
the full
sword users
package.
in Smash though, like fucking, of course it's gonna be a video. Like it's stupid. Anyways, whatever. I'm not getting
Yeah.
into it.
Like I was seeing
But.
all the like the blocks that he does and the midair. I think he has like an extra midair jump. I'm like, oh shoot, this guy, man, he's gonna dominate.
That's stupid. Anyways, I'll have to
Yeah.
look it up.
But
Did you
yeah.
finish Famous? No, I don't think she did. Oh, wait, no, you did.
Who?
You. Did you finish Famous 7 Remake? I can't remember now.
I don't know that name. I don't know what you're talking about.
What,
I
you
That's.
did? Wait, you don't know that game? I feel like it came out this year.
Ah, you guys are lying. A bunch of liars up
I
in
don't
here. I don't know
know.
what's going
I
on.
feel
No,
like,
that's.
didn't you? Wait,
No,
hold on.
that's.
Did you stream that or like
Oh
something?
man, you know Twitch, they delete
Yeah.
streams after a certain amount of time, so
Shit,
I
you're
wouldn't
right.
know. I wouldn't know if I
It's
streamed it
like
or
a
not.
couple months, isn't it? Like they keep the VODs or whatever, and
Right,
damn.
right. So it
You're
your
right.
guess is as good as mine. I really don't
Shit.
know.
Darn, I don't, yeah. I have no idea then. Shoot.
That's one of the ones I did drop though. Being serious. Let me be serious now. I dropped that. I do want to go back to it, but I don't know. There's other games I need to go back to, like Neo 2, which was kind of disappointing. Can we talk about some disappointments or something? Like we need to talk about the negatives, right? We're so positive. We need to
I
talk about the
mean, this
negatives.
is okay, but if we're talking about biggest disappointments, it's gotta be Anthem.
Yeah, but that's not this year though.
Not this
You
year,
just mean this
but like
gen,
in
last
general, in
gen.
gen, the gen,
Yeah.
yeah.
We played the
But
beta,
true, true.
remember?
No, I got, yeah. Go off though. What's up?
I mean, we could talk about Anthem. You got beef with Anthem still? I mean, hey, we could talk about it.
Got beef with Anthem because I thought Anthem was gonna be our game, and then it turned out to be like no content bullshit like Destiny was at the beginning, and I was like, why can't these motherfuckers write a good damn story at the beginning? Like, what's your problem, guys? Anyways.
Yeah, that was wild. We did play the beta or whatever that was. That was kind
Yeah.
of fun, but then it just
Glitchy as fuck.
terrible. Yeah.
Like the gameplay is fine. The gameplay is fun, actually, but like there's I was skeptical about the amount of content it was gonna have, and then I heard that it didn't have a lot of content story-wise in it, and I was like, well, fuck, man.
Yeah, big disappointment there.
Yep.
I'm sure the Mass Effect fans would be like, what about us? Andromeda, that was terrible. There's like a lot of
Yeah.
games I feel like they were disappointing their fan bases. Like Andromeda, you got, what else? Me with a Neo 2. It was a little disappointing. I still want to go
Yeah.
back and beat it, but it's not bad. It's just more of the same, but I feel like it's not as good. I can't really put my finger on it sometimes. I'm like, why did I drop it? Like me, Erica, dropping Neo, like it just if you told me that in 2017,
Unheard of.
yeah, like because 2017 I loved the first one. I beat it. I put so many hours into it. And if you would have told me then, hey, Erica, you're gonna drop the second one, I'd be like, what? What happened? I wouldn't
Yeah.
believe you. Yeah, I wouldn't believe you. So that is a little disappointing. Other than that, I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm not sure. I mean,
Oh,
what?
I totally forgot that God of War came out this gen. I'm silly. I totally forgot. Why did I forget that? That's so stupid. Anyways, I enjoyed that game a hell of a lot.
So good. 2018.
Yeah. Oh, that was 2018? Oh, man, you're
Yeah,
right.
that's probably why you're
Oh,
thinking 2018, is because of
that's
that.
why I'm thinking 2018, because that game popped off. That's why.
They
Yep,
went off.
that's it.
Like I said, Sony went off. You had that, you had Detroit, you had Spider-Man,
Yep.
and then
Remember.
the and then Red Dead came out, which was multi-plat, but still there's some big like big games.
Oh yeah, Red Dead came out that year too. Jesus. When did Devil May Cry 5 come out? Is that year too?
That was last year.
Devil May Cry 5 was last year?
Yeah, with Sekiro. Sekiro was last year.
Oh,
Devil May
right, okay.
Cry.
I don't know why I thought it was 18. Never mind.
And Death Stranding. Ooh, Death Stranding.
Ooh,
That was
this
a good
trending.
game. That was a good surprise for me. I didn't think
I
I
do
was gonna
not
like
like
that game. I really didn't. I was like, Kojima? Ugh, this guy. Everybody loves
guy
Kojima.
Jim. Oh my
I
God.
love that game. It was a good, I don't know, it's just something about it. Something about it just hooked
Yeah.
me. The busy work, I guess. Buro says, let's talk about games that surprised us with how good they were. Also, another Persona 5 stroke. Huh? What? What's he saying?
Not because games that surprised you with how good they were, I think he's referring to the fact that you actually played Persona 5 and it became one of your favorite fucking games of all time.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's gotta be
Which
on
I
the
still haven't,
list.
ironically, I have not played it still.
I'm waiting for that stream. I'm like waiting.
It's
Damn
coming sometime. But
it.
I'm salty. I've got the same salt with that game as I've got with like Dragon Quest XI, and I just have to get over that salt, I think, because it's a pain in the butt. They because if you don't know, Dragon Quest XI was released. I got the game. I didn't play it, and then Pers or I thought I kept wanting to say Persona, it's because Persona did the same thing to me, but Dragon Quest XI then released Dragon Quest XI S, which had all that extra content, and it like improved the game. And I only had the vanilla version, so I just played the vanilla version, which was good. It was great. I enjoyed it. Didn't have all the features I wanted in it. And now Persona 5 comes out. I've got the vanilla version of Persona 5, but they've announced Persona 5 Royale, and I don't want to buy the game again because, like, why would I buy an upgraded version of a game that I already own, you know? It's like buying a game twice that I haven't even played and enjoyed yet. So like I'm mad that I keep getting screwed over with these like RPGs that like I fully intend to play the RPGs, but then the gaming industry is like, "Oh no, but we can make this RPG better and give you more content. Here's another completely new game. It's basically packaged as a new game." And I'm like, "Well, now I have to spend another $70 on a game that I already own, but for new features. Like, just make it DLC, man. Like, I've talked about this before, but like, just make it DLC for the people who already bought your fucking game. I will buy the DLC. Like, I don't know. I'm mad that they have to repackage their games as a whole new thing with new features
You know
for
what,
me to like
Shar?
buy
You know what?
it.
You sound so entitled right now. So entitled. So
I'm
entitled.
sorry if I want games to be a full package when they come out,
Just be
okay?
happy with what you got.
Fuck
Gosh.
off.
It's your fault for waiting so long. Jeez.
Oh my God.
Where's
No, but
Jade?
that's the thing. Even if I had played the game when it first came out, I'd still feel like I got screwed over because I like played the game, I enjoyed the game, and then I have to pay to buy the game again for new features? Like, it's so stupid.
And
Anyway.
somebody call Jason Schreier. We got an entitled gamer here.
It's
Please.
not entitlement. I just
Call
want
that man.
DLC rather than another whole game.
No, I mean you're totally
Have
right.
my
Like I remember your beef with that. Like 'cause when it happened, you're like, "What? You know, I just got this game." And I remember thinking like that sucks for those who, you
Like
know,
literally, and for
were
people who are
waiting.
being like, "What the fuck?" I bought Persona 5. I finally bought Persona 5 a couple months before Royale was even like introduced. Like they were like, "Oh, and we're making a Royale version." I was like, "Are you fucking with me, man?" Oh man, I was so pissed.
Yeah, that sucks.
Shar hasn't played any Persona games. Or just I haven't played 5. I've played Persona 3 Fest. I've played Persona 4 and. I didn't finish 4 on the PS2, but I did play and beat Golden, so I have beaten that game. I don't think I actually finished Fest, but I want to go back and play P3P.
You played the dance
So,
game too.
yeah, I played the Persona 3. Was it Dancing Moon Knight? And I also have the Persona 5 rhythm game. Which I haven't played because I haven't played Persona 5 and I want to play it because I don't know any of the music and maybe some of the things in that game are like, you know, maybe spoilers for me, even though it's
That
in Japanese,
music
but
is so good. Like four is good too. I do dig some of the music on four, but
Or has some music.
The Five? Oh my gosh. Like, you're in for a treat, man. We were talking about soundtracks earlier. I don't think I give an answer. Persona 5 is up there. One of the best
I
soundtracks.
know, but I'm
Oh,
just pissed
so
because I'm
good.
like, do I what do I do? Do I buy Royal and just play Royal and just forget that I have and bought the first fucking iteration of that game? Or like, what
How
do I
much
do?
did you pay for it, the first one?
Oh, I got it on sale, so I wonder if I could find. I no, you can't look up how much you paid for stuff, hey, on the.
Because isn't Royale like on sale? It's like priced down now? I mean, you might not be too much of a hit.
I got five super on sale. I think that was the only reason I bought it, because I was like, man, this is really on sale. It was like 30 or it was like $20 or $30 Canadian or something. It was really, really down there when I bought it.
That's not too bad then. That's not too bad. I mean, yeah, it sucks. You gotta buy the new one, but maybe you can give that
Yeah.
copy away or sell it. I
No,
don't know.
it's digital. I can't
Oh,
give it away.
right. Damn.
Yeah.
That's the bad
I
thing about
know.
digital. Shoot. Shoot. Well, okay, what were we saying? The surprises? Yeah,
Surprises, yeah.
surprises. So I have my list. I'm not gonna spend too long on this. I just wanna name a couple, I guess.
Everybody's telling me Royal's been on and off sale. I haven't even been looking at it because
It
I'm so
has
salty.
been.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, it has been. I think I saw it for 20 at one point. I was kind of mad because, I bought the, what is it, special edition to get all that
I'm
stuff.
also
I haven't even
not
played it yet.
American, so I don't pay attention to Black Friday, or like, I don't even know when Black Friday is technically, because we have Thanksgiving on a different day. So like, I don't even know when Black Friday is coming up, like ever.
Right.
So I can't look for the sales, but well, whatever.
Trying to think, like, one of these games that just like surprised me was so
Yeah.
good.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Well, I did mention Death Stranding. I mentioned that
Yeah, that's fair.
Guacamelee
Oh.
was cool. That was like one of those games where I just looked at it like, oh, it's like this 2D whatever. It looks all right. And then I played it and I really liked it. Like, I really liked the humor and all that. Until Dawn, I think, was another one because I saw that game at E3. And if you guys know BG was there with me. Like, we were standing right by each other looking at Until Dawn, and we both were like, this looks like trash. And I played it, and I looked at him after, and I just shook my head, like, nah, this ain't it. And we both were like, nah, forget this. But then I played it at home once it was actually out, did like a Halloween stream, and I liked it. It was fun. Especially with friends. So I mean, there's games you think like, oh, that's gonna be bad or whatever, but then you try it, and it's actually really good. So I'll just say those for now. We really if time is flying, Char. I don't know how long you want to go here, but we could talk forever.
Well, and then we could probably, I don't know. We could
Because
get out of here then, because we haven't really talked about anything of substance in the last like 30 minutes.
I mean, we did have another couple of questions, like what was the most overrated game of the gen? That's a good one. I think we could end with
Ooh.
that, maybe. Like, what was the most overrated
Overrated of the
of
gen.
the gen? That might be easy, actually. That might be easy. There's a few.
Oh, your chest. You're gonna hate me if I say mine.
Uh-oh, what is it? You gonna say
My
Bloodborne?
gut reaction. This is not my final answer, but my gut reaction
Bloodborne.
was Bloodborne.
I knew it. I knew it. Is that because of me or because you think the whole industry is like just wrong? Like they're just overrating it.
It's not. I don't know. why do I think it's overrated? I don't know, man. Like, it. All it did was. It's basically Dark Souls in a different setting. And that's where, like, the Soulsborne kind of, like, thing came about, right? Like,
Like the
where.
popularity grew with Bloodborne.
Like, the genre. It started to grow the genre in, like, outside of like just the Souls games, if that makes sense. Like it was the first, maybe not the first, but it was one of the first games to like be like, hey, we can do this kind of game, but we can do it in a different setting with different stuff. And then developers started looking at that and seeing how popular it was, and they were like, oh, we're gonna do it too. Thus, we have Code Vein, which is also I haven't played. But like stuff like they basically were like, oh, we can do that and we can do it with other stuff like formulaic, like stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But
it grew the genre.
I don't know, man. I just no. That was my gut reaction, but that's not actually. It's a fine.
That's okay.
It's fine.
I forgive you. It's fine. You know what? Actually, I will.
It's just because I don't like the game. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it kicked your butt. It's okay. Cleric Beast, you know, had his way. You kicked your butt up and down that arena.
Off.
It's all right.
You know
Char?
What's worse is I didn't know it was an optional boss.
I don't think we told you. We're like, nah, we want to see this.
No one
I
told me it was an optional boss, so I'm sitting here, like, trying to beat this fucking Cleric Beast. I'm like, I gotta get through there. That's not even, in the end, it's not even the way to go. It's not even the way to progress. And
we need that. That stream to come back. Bloodborne for Char. We need that.
That's a charity stream. I'm saying that right now.
They gotta donate.
That game is for charity or something.
Oh, got you. I will say this, though. Within the Souls community and people who play Souls or don't play enough, there are some people who overrate it in the way of, like, this is the best Souls ever and nothing comes close. It's like, wait a minute. Dark Souls 3, sir, and like there's other games that they won't even touch, or they don't like the other Souls and they just dismiss it. No, it's just Bloodborne. It's like, no. Bloodborne's amazing. I love it. But there's other games, you know, the other Souls games are good too. So I don't know. That's where I will agree with you on that. Yeah.
Other overrated games.
They said Mario Odyssey, I agree.
Zelda. Mario Odyssey is so overrated. Holy shit.
Remember, they're like, I stood up and cried and I cheered. There was like some review that said
what
that.
What the fuck? It's a fucking Mario game. God damn. Freaking Nintendo guys are just crazy sometimes.
It's kind of the same thing with Breath of the Wild. I think it's a good game. And I really enjoyed my time with it, you know, the exploring and, oh, what's around that corner, and you find something cool. It's there. I mean, people who say
it's literally, dude, at the end of the day, it's an open world Zelda game and that's it. And that's all it is.
But it doesn't really have enough Zelda is my issue. Like the dungeons and stuff. It's just not really that traditional the Zelda I love. With the good bosses, different variety of bosses, different variety of areas. Like, it's such an open world, but yeah, you can go to the volcano. You go up there and there's a volcano type stuff, but the bosses and like the actual dungeons, they just weren't clicking with me. You know. But as an open world, yeah, it's awesome. It's cool. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't even know the Metacritic or anything, but it's in the 90s.
I don't know. It's pretty high.
What else?
I don't think there's much special. Like, I didn't play it, but like, I don't think there's much too special about it. If I mean, like, it doesn't do anything too different than what we've seen.
Well, I guess that's arguable. I don't know. Maybe.
What does it do differently in an open world game?
You can cook.
Wow, you can cook.
You can get all these ingredients, and you cook.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Potions,
okay, cool.
And stuff.
Cooking system. Cool.
You can climb anywhere.
You heard it here first.
Climb anywhere, Char. You can break your stick. You break your weapons.
You can do that in Assassin's
Creed. Nintendo.
I can climb up a fucking mountain in Assassin's Creed.
I'm trying here, Nintendo fans. I'm trying. All right. You can
cook in Skyrim. It's true.
I remember this one like mini boss guy. I was shooting my bow and arrow at him, and he was he has this big eye, kind of like a Cyclops type character, and he would cover his eye with his hand. And
oh,
I was like,
wow. Boss mechanics in my video game, bro. Never would have thought.
But I thought, you know, for Zelda. I was like, I took notice. I was like, hey, he actually, you know, covered his eye so I couldn't shoot it. I was like, that's kind of cool. You're just quiet, like, wow.
Wow.
Other than that, I mean, it's really just the whole you can go anywhere, which you really kind of could. Like, that mountain in the distance, you could go there. It's just more so about that, and I think that's why it gets that overrated. It gets to that point because it's like, oh my gosh, it's so innovative, but yeah, you're right. Like when you break it down, it's been done. Like the little things in there has been done, like the cooking and all that. It's been done already, but it's just they do it with Zelda and it's just like, wow, Nintendo did it. So it,
yeah, you that's know? The thing is because Nintendo did it, it was amazing. And I was like, that's not, that sounds, that's a dumb way of thinking, but all right, whatever. Have fun.
What overrated else?
Game is Control. Oh shit,
Control. I totally forgot about Control. I can't really speak on Control. I dropped that game. It seemed cool. It was all right. I don't know. What else? What else can you think of? Didn't a couple more? And then we'll, yeah.
Overrated. I can't think of anything. Destiny 2.
Destiny. No, I don't know about that.
Gears of War 5.
Dude, definitely not overrated. People hate that game. I mean, the consensus, like, from mild Gears fans that were kind of liking it, they feel it's dead. It's, you know, it can't be brought back. The characters suck. You just go to any Gears thread, people hate on the game all the time. It wasn't even rated that well, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
Other than that, though, shoot.
I can't think of anything.
I'm looking through my list. I don't really...
I wasn't prepared. I would have had to look at the wiki.
yeah, I think that's about it. I feel like all the games I really, really love, I'm like, no, I could see why it's so praised, you know? But maybe The Witcher. Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, throw The Witcher in there. I just keep putting that game down. I can't get through it. Maybe if I could just really, really see what people... like, the fuss... but I could never get to that point. Like, I really couldn't. I hated the combat. Yeah, I just couldn't get down with it.
Combat looks like I also haven't played it, but like the combat looks like it's a little clunky for me.
It is. It definitely is. It was just not that enjoyable. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll probably try it out in the future sometime, but it's debatable.
I feel like you would enjoy it more than me.
If probably, but I'm out here trying to plat Odyssey right now. It's a lot.
Did I tell you I got Valhalla? Kenny got it for me.
Oh my god. Yeah. Shit!
So well, I did start it.
I was looking... okay. I was looking at our trophies last night because I wanted to see how far you got in Odyssey. You got to the same point in the story that I'm at right now, and I haven't done a ton of story.
Wow. Yeah, I got
like,
stuck
on
something.
Like, you put that shit down immediately, like, exactly where I am in the story as well.
That's crazy.
Like, oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But yeah, other than that, you guys, like, this gen, this year, I mean, I said it earlier, I'll say it again, games are awesome. I'm so happy we have them. I'm so happy to be a gamer, because... I know everyone's got their thing, right? Some people watch Netflix. Some people play sports. They watch sports. They do other things. And that's their getaway, right? They're on Facebook all day. I don't know.
What do non-gamers do?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm really struggling here. What else do they do? They go on Facebook. What do they do? What do people do, you guys? Like, non-gamers, what do they do?
I don't know. Serious question. Like, people who don't touch games. There's no Yo, you're a psychopath, dude. If there's a person out there who just doesn't touch a game at least once a week, you know, there's like the Facebook games and shit. You know, people out there playing stuff. It might not be like significant in our eyes, but like, you know.
True. Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, no, the people who straight up don't touch any video games is like, I don't even want to think about
them. You don't want to know them. Yeah, it's like, how do they pass the time? I mean, at some point they're going to get bored. I'm sure. And that's part of the reason gaming is just huge right now. Some people who don't even play games, they're playing games now, which is awesome. That's good. But the ones who don't, they have their thing, right? They have their escape. Hopefully it's a good one. But for us, I just feel like we're so lucky because we have these different games, we have all these different genres, there's all these different stories, everything's new, and well, not new all the time, but it's different combat wise story wise world wise we have all these different universes that we can go into, and we actually use our brain and think and spend time, and then we get to talk about them on a podcast, and then we get to stream it. It's so awesome. Like, I feel very just happy that I'm a gamer. I don't know. How do you feel that way?
Yeah, no, I feel that way. I feel thankful that I have one of the most diverse, like, diverse in the sense of like, you know, the genres anyways, hobbies that you could probably have. Like, sure, you can sit down and like watch Netflix and they have like a bunch of genres and stuff, but like maybe I really want to watch all the sci-fi stuff and I get through all the sci-fi stuff and it's just like there's something missing, you know?
Yeah,
It's like
the
gaming's
interaction.
got that.
The
Gaming's got that.
interaction. Like
I don't know.
when you really think about it, Char, like you get to play a game. You get to stream that game and talk to people about the game. Then you come on here, you get to talk to me, which is like very pleasant, right? You get to talk to me. You have this community. You got Twitter, Discord, whatever. You just talk to people and you get to engage and distract yourself from the world, and it's just so fun. Like I love gaming so much. I love it. I love you guys. Thank you guys for, watching us the whole year, especially. We appreciate you. And going into next year, we do have some plans as far as some stuff. I mean,
Stuff. Wow, how much do you
not
want to say? You're not saying anything yet.
real. I mean, it's I don't want to oversell it because it's just like a couple
I know.
things, but we're always looking to improve. I know me myself, I'm always looking, I'll go back and listen to the audio quality. I'll go back and listen and just look at, the kind of numbers we're doing and if we're growing, and we are, it's a slow process, but we are growing. And it's just cool. So I don't know, what are we doing next year? Are we gonna be on camera next year? What's up, Char? Are you down?
Ooh,
Should we start doing that, I don't know.
we can, yeah. That means I have to actually get ready in the morning. We could try, yeah.
We can try for at least like maybe more so, maybe not every episode, but we can try,
Try for it, for sure.
Buros's merch. maybe. Maybe. Can prove the podcast
We're
we're
thinking
inviting.
about it at the very least.
Even when it comes to guests, like I got some guests in mind. I might shoot my shot with some guests, you never know who you might see on here. I'm gonna really try and 'Cause if you never know if you don't try. You miss all the shots you don't take, right? Yeah, so we'll I'm gonna really try and see if we can get like some bigger, big YouTubers or something. I'm gonna go for it.
Ooh, big you don't do that. I'm gonna get all excited.
We're gonna be all nervous.
I'm gonna get fucking nervous and be
That
at
might
YouTube
actually
around
make
this
me nervous,
fucking
I think. I haven't been nervous on a
literally.
podcast in a minute. Have you ever been nervous for a podcast?
No, but like maybe like after the fact, I get like retroactively nervous.
So
Like
oh.
you'll tell me who's coming on, right? And I'll be like, okay, cool, whatever. And then after the fact, I'll like check out their like Twitter and I see how many followers they have, and I'm like, oh fuck, we talked to that person. Holy shit!
Oh, okay,
Like
so you look back on it like, oh, they're kind of big, and what are
sometimes
they
I
gonna
do it
think of
before, but I
me
try
kind
not
of thing?
to get too much because I'm like, oh god, this person actually has following. Holy shit!
I
But
see, I see. So you're more,
yeah.
I guess, nervous about the, I don't know, I guess the
I
feedback.
know they're people. I know they're good people, and when we talk to them, we have like a great time, and it's like totally fine. But it like something about like the numbers is just like holy shit, they have sway on the internet a little bit, like you know. So
Maybe it's best you look after them. Keep doing that.
look
Don't look
at all
before.
shit.
Yeah, don't
Okay.
look before. Leave that to me, and then that way
Oh
I'll be the
no.
nervous one.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, anything else you want to say? Because I feel like I'm talking a lot, so I don't know if you
No,
want
you pretty much said it all for us. Thanks for listening. I don't have access to the various numbers of the actual like podcast parts of this, but if you've been listening on like the podcast forum too, like that's awesome. I never thought that we would even get on as many platforms as we did. This literally started as like a YouTube thing only. So, and then Erica was like, "Yo, let's just put it everywhere." And I was like, "Okay." So, if you're
Yeah.
listening on those platforms, totally appreciate it. Even though we do these live on YouTube still, but yeah, no, it's cool if you're listening to it retroactively. It's awesome.
Yeah, I just figured why not? Our audience is out there. We just gotta give them enough chances to get here, And I mean, I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but yeah, we've even on those, it's like the growth. There is growth there. I think we reached five countries through Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So that's
I like
cool.
that.
So we appreciate that. If you're not from Japan, or well, even from Japan, because I'm not from there. Shar is, but I'm not. But if you're from, anywhere that's not in America, that's really awesome. That I love that stuff. Like I had last night, I was streaming and someone came in and they're like, "Hey, hello from France." I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome. Welcome." So we appreciate you, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are. We just appreciate your support. Yeah, they're saying invite Alinity. We out. Let's end the stream.
Oh,
End the
God.
podcast. Listen, man, I love my cats. We ain't doing that, all right? Anything else? No, I think that's it. Like we said, the other platforms, you can follow us and find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, I think it's called. And then you got iTunes, I said, YouTube, of course. Follow us on Instagram. I need to post more, damn it. We need to post more. I'm Erica. Erica's for the win. You can find me anywhere by that name. And Char, what's your Twitch and all
Mostly on Twitch, Drin underscore San, which is DRIN underscore SAN. All my links are in the description in there.
Awesome. Thank you, Char, for being such a great co-host. It was a great 2020
Thanks, Erica.
for us, And hopefully everything gets better going into the new year. You guys, I hope you're I hope just hope you have a safe holiday and a great new year, and just be positive. Stay positive. Stay healthy. Love you guys, and we will see you in 2021. Peace.
Bye.